You're fired, Trump kicks Doug Imhoff off U.S. Holocaust Memorial Council. By Joel B. Polak on April 29, 2025. President Donald Trump fired former second gentleman Doug Imhoff from the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Council, along with others nominated by President Joe Biden, on Tuesday, his 100th day in office. Imhoff's firing is particularly significant because the Biden administration tasked him with leading its so-called strategy against anti-Semitism, a watered-down plan that backed away from previous commitments to consider extreme anti-Israel criticism anti-Semitic, and which failed to stop anti-Jewish hatred in the wake of the Hamas terror attack against Israel on October 7, 2023, which triggered a wave of anti-Semitic protests and attacks. The New York Times reported. The Trump administration has begun firing at least some of former President Joseph R. Biden Jr.'s appointees to the board that oversees the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, including Douglas Imhoff, the husband of former Vice President Kamala Harris, and other senior Biden White House officials. Today, I was informed of my removal from the United States Holocaust Memorial Council, Mr. Imhoff said in a statement on Tuesday. Holocaust remembrance and education should never be politicized. To turn one of the worst atrocities in history into a wedge issue is dangerous. And it dishonors the memory of 6 million Jews murdered by Nazis that this museum was created to preserve. The other officials who were dismissed include Ron Klain, Mr. Biden's first chief of staff, Tom Perez, the former labor secretary and senior advisor to Mr. Biden, Susan Rice, the national security advisor to former President Barack Obama and Mr. Biden's top domestic policy advisor who led a major national strategic effort to counter anti-Semitism, and Anthony Bernal, a senior advisor to Jill Biden, the former First Lady. Ironically, Trump has been able to fire many Biden appointees to various councils and offices because of the Biden administration's insistence on firing people whom Trump had appointed in his first term, including former Press Secretary Sean Spicer. That purge, upheld by the Supreme Court, paved the way for Trump to do the same. Now all of these Biden appointees are paying the price for what Biden did, Spicer said. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.